We're here. We're here in Studio 2A. Oh, it's crazy in here. There's like 1,300 people. I can't even move. This is like a 4x4 room, and there's so many people. It's crazy. But we're going to try our best to play the best show that we can for you. All right. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Let's do it. We made it. All right, you ready?
Can't do. tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Otherly Love and a whole lot of other people as well. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us do this.
Yeah, I know. You know, I always tell bands before they come on that they should try to treat this like a regular show. You know, don't fall into the mindset that they're just in the studio, have some energy. But this is the first time that a band has actually brought a show to the studio. So congratulations on a Locals Only first.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Glad to be here.
So we're all pretty upset. There was supposed to be a dog here.
Yeah.
But
well, that wouldn't have been a Locals Only first, but maybe...
Damn Winston.
Yeah. So why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us who's in the band tonight.
Well, my name's Clay.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Oh, nice.
I'm Ben Schneider. Play guitar, sing.
I'm Clay Koch. I play guitar. I sing.
And then we got Connor Gallagher over here on the pedal steel.
Yeah, Connor.
And Bill Barron on the drums. And that makes Otherly Love.
Excellent. So how long have you guys been playing together as Otherly Love?
Bill and I started two and a half years ago, pretty much. And it pretty much was a joke.
Okay.
We needed an excuse to go on a road trip.
Uh-huh.
And I figured I could book a few shows. And we actually made enough money to get from here to New York City and almost back.
Wow.
Playing really shitty shows. So. And doing lots of yard work.
When did the others join in?
Clay joined in
when you guys got back.
When we got back, so like a year and a half ago, maybe. And then Connor, yeah, last night Connor joined the band.
Yeah, how many bands are you technically in right now, Connor?
Just the right ones.
He said
just
30.
About 30? Okay, sounds good. And I assume most of them you joined the night before the first show as well.
He's not easy. He might be quick, but he's not easy.
All right. So one thing that I want to talk about is that there's this new compilation coming out, this Tucson Songs compilation
right.
with Lipop Music.
Shout out to Rolf at Lipop.
Yeah.
And one thing that really strikes me about it is when someone first looks over the track list, there are a lot of the sort of stereotypical Tucson bands on it, you know, the bands that you would expect a German to know from Tucson.
Funky Bones?
Right. Not quite. and then they've got you guys on there as well. And the story that they have in the liner notes really struck me, which is, according to the liner notes, they just stumbled into Red Room on the night that they were in town sort of scouting, and you happened to be playing. So did they talk to you at all that night, or did you just get a random email later on?
I was, like, trying to get the hell out of that show, and then...
We all blew them off.
Yeah, we all kind of blew them off, and Bill came, like, running up to the car and was like, oh, this weird German dude wants a CD, should we do it? I guess... And I just, like, had the CDs in my hand, and I was like, yeah, just give it to him. Let's just get out of here. It's one of those crazy nights at the Red Room.
Right.
Just need to get home.
So did they have any contact with you after that, or did you just find out one day that you were going to be on this German compilation?
Yeah, he emailed me and said that he wanted us to be on, and I didn't know what it was. I still don't even know, like, what clout this, like, CD has, if any, but...
Well, represents, dude.
Huh?
Dude, Rolf totally corners the market on French-speaking music
in Germany.
I guess
that's what I'm...
That's like...
Yeah, that's what I'm coming to understand.
Yeah.
So, are you guys...
I don't think he really listened to the CD because he picked the first track, so...
Well, one thing that also struck me was that in the liner notes, in addition to that anecdote, they also describe you as a band that... sort of as is representative of Tucson, has a nonchalant attitude towards modern trends, and you know, they say you could have come out of the early 90s. What do you think about something like that? Do you think that's an accurate statement or lazy journalism?
It's probably just the way we smell. Reminded them of the early 90s.
Yeah, the smell of grunge just comes off of us all the time.
So are there conscious? I feel like Carson Daly at MTV Spring Break.
We're actually going for a New Year's party.
19. Yeah, that works too. So, are there influences that you were consciously trying to channel when you and Bill first got together, or did things kind of organically develop?
Yeah, no. I kind of was forced into singing just because I figured I should, because I was writing all these songs for guitar.
Right.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it all came about. Just appeared one day.
Yeah. And Clay, did you bring some of the country with you when you joined in, or was that... Were those licks already there?
I gave the country to him.
Ben taught me all those country licks.
All right.
It was hard to learn because he was playing them behind his head all the time. And so, but, you know, eventually we got around to it, had a couple rehearsals.
Cool. So I'm sure you guys have a lot of other music to squeeze in tonight, and we'll get back into it. We'll talk a bit later. Okay. So I don't know how much more you want to play, another 20 minutes or so, 15 yep. minutes, then we'll talk some more.
Perfect.
All right, you're listening to Otherly Love, live in Studio 2A,
yeah!
on Locals Only.
Groovy Mountain Jam.
All right.
Smells like Woodstock 94 in here.
One, two, three, four.
Cold, misty morning. I'm not afraid to die.
Everybody put your party pants on.
Party pants!
Naked on the radio.
Ooh, long, slow one. Anybody?
Thank you, baby.
I got, no.
All right. Sorry. All right. I'm supposed to start this song, but not like that.
Thank you.
just disagree sometimes. And as soon as it dawns, we're all right. We're good, so I'm blacker than before. I'm losing my best friend.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with Otherly Love. It is probably about 40 degrees outside, and I would say maybe 115 degrees in here right now. All of our pores are opening up, though. It's a good.
You had steam all over your glasses. Yeah. A few minutes ago.
So thanks again for coming down, everybody. And I know you guys have a show coming up on Friday with Lenguas Largas
and Monster Pussy Cat.
Yep. Good job there. So that's a great bill.
Where is it?
That's going to be at Plush on Friday night. So apparently they're finding out for the first time, but they'll probably be there.
I just don't tell Clay anything.
So that's a really good bill. But what are some of the other bands in Tucson that you guys make a point to go out and see and support?
Pork Torta, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Acorn Bcorn.
Hank Topless. Big
Hank
shout
Topless,
out to
definitely.
Hank Topless.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The G-Boots.
Have you guys ever heard of the Mustn't Touch It?
The Honey Hogs?
I mean, the Mustanadas.
The Mustanadas.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I want to give
the Mustanadas are getting big.
I got to give a shout out to Lupe. He couldn't be at the Hot Cocoa stand tonight because he's here rocking with us.
All right. So one thing that might strike people who are seeing you for the first time, or maybe if they're listening to this show for the first time, they haven't heard you before, you don't have a bass player. What's the decision behind that?
We haven't found anyone cool enough.
Okay.
We're going to probably have a death match. We got some candidates.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, bring your bass, throw you in a little pit, not feed you for a few weeks,
uh-huh.
Open your cage, fight to the death, and then we'll have our first rehearsal.
There's just lots of planning behind a thing like that. It takes a while to figure out.
So what are the ideal characteristics? If you were to put up a little poster at Zia describing the bass player that you're looking for, if they're listening right now,
gnarly,
you should be applying.
Gnarly imitation grunge rockers seek... Babely bass slayer for possibly paying gigs sometime when we make it.
Yeah, they should also be about 2 feet tall and fit in a case and load all of our equipment.
Not talk much.
Yeah.
Not talk at all, actually. That'd be better.
Yeah. So you guys have one album that you put out earlier this year. Any plans to record again in the near future?
I'll have an album out by February.
Awesome.
Another one.
So where did you record that one?
Huh?
Where did you record that one?
It's not recorded, but I'm going to have it done.
Oh, all right. Wow, ambitious. do you have a sense of where you're going to do it? How
I'm going to do it at my mom's house.
The best place. Perfect. So
we should give a shout out to Ben's mom.
She's probably listening.
How many of you have been employed by Ben's mama? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we have just under 10 minutes left here. Do you guys have about 10 minutes left of music you can
fill
it up
with? I think we can probably do it.
All right. Sounds good. So, you've been listening to Otherly Love live in Studio 2A on Locals Only. Stay tuned for The Hub with Bob Burton coming up at 10 o'clock. Here's Otherly Love.
All right, this is our last song. Thank you, KXCI, for having us.